Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good day, sir and madam. I said good day. You better have a good day today.
Because it is the Friday of the weekdays.
Can I threaten people to have it? I like to threaten people.
No, I know you like to threaten people, and we keep talking about this, Ronj, like, you know.
But can I threaten them to have a nice day?
I feel like
you better have a nice day or else.
Here's how I feel. I feel like I really appreciate the sentiment from you.
Yeah.
It's the execution. Oh. It's the execution of it, I think, is off. I think it's off. I think we all appreciate that you want us so badly to have a good day that you're willing to threaten us.
Yeah.
But I feel like threatening in general, frowned upon.
I'm going to look into it. Okay. 314-436-7900. Reach out to the show. Text or call that number. You can leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app.
And that number that Ronj just gave you, you should take it and stick it in your pants.
Well, and that's the only thing you should stick in your pants. Do not stick anything else in there. Watch us on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. We are at Chris Amy KMOX. You could see our lovely, lovely faces. And Matt Pajeski, too. Ugh.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
After almost four decades in Congress, Nancy Pelosi has announced she will not seek re-election. We get the news this morning. Major Garrett on the show at 10:30 to talk about it and more.
And more updates regarding SNAP payments in the month of November. Partial SNAP benefits could be more than previously estimated.
And last night, the Blues got pounded by the Washington Capitals. But that is not the
story
of the game.
Isn't he? And he does some things. Watches after the goal is scored. He's got the puck. Watch what he does with the puck. He's going to keep it in his pants. I don't know if he wants to sell it on the open market or not. But they're not going to get that puck from Binnington. But that is until linesman Michel Cormier came over and said, hey, we know you got the puck, buddy.
So that is the highlight from TNT. Last night in the game, and, you know, we're not here to break down this game, the X's and O's. They've lost, what, now 8 of their last 9. So in the game last night.
Unnecessary stat, whatever. Continue. Unnecessary.
Yeah, it is unnecessary. Yeah. They lost 8 of 9. Maybe pick it up, boys. How about that?
They could play better.
So in the game last night, there was a milestone goal scored by Alex Ovechkin.
900 goals. This guy, Alex Ovechkin, he not only surpassed the previous record, Wayne Gretzky's 895 goals, which people thought was untouchable, but he became the first player in NHL history to hit 900 goals. Backhander goes in, scores 900. The team, his team, jumps off the bench, skates to the other end of the ice. People have been waiting for this moment.
And while nobody's looking, our goaltender, Jordan Binnington, took that puck, which will be a piece of sports memorabilia, and he tried to stuff it in his pants.
Well, he did stuff it in his pants.
Okay, yes, he did stuff it down his pants.
Yeah.
Tried to hide it. I suppose, I honestly don't know what he was doing or why he was doing it. And after the game, nobody talked about it. Nobody asked him about it. They weren't able to ask him about it.
Yeah, he was
nobody
not available after the game.
And nobody asked Jim Montgomery about it?
That's the part that surprises me a bit. A smaller media, St. Louis media crew, for sure, because, you know, you're on the road, not everybody's traveling with the team. Binnington not available after the game. Jim Montgomery spoke to the media. As far as I know, on the record, they didn't ask him about it. Now, the Washington media asked Alex Ovechkin about it. He said, yeah, he's not going to comment on it. They also asked the Capitals goalie about it, who said maybe he was trying to pick it up so he could give it back to Ovechkin. I mean, they were very generous and very kind.
Well, you don't put it in your pants first.
Well, that's the thing. The Capitals were very generous and kind with it.
I bet you they were pissed. I bet you they were not happy about that.
I've thought about this a lot, and I can say that I have no idea exactly what he was trying to do. Because here's the thing. It is Ovechkin's 900th goal. When I say that everybody has been following this in the hockey world, if you're not a hockey person, I get it. You're like, I don't even care. I get it. But even non-hockey people know who Wayne Gretzky is.
Right.
And Wayne Gretzky's goal record was considered untouchable. And there was this whole countdown, you know, last year into this year of Ovechkin breaking Gretzky's goal and then hitting that 900 mark, the first NHL player of all time. So when I say all the eyeballs of the sports world were going to be on this moment, Jordan Binnington knew that. And he knew there are cameras everywhere, that they would see him sticking the puck in his pants, not only because that moment was being watched by the sports world, but also because it wasn't that easy for him to get the puck in his pants. It took a while.
So this would be like McGuire's 70th home run ball. Somehow the left fielder gets a hold of it because a fan gives it back to him, and the left fielder takes it and sticks it in his pocket and tries to take it home.
But it doesn't fit in the pocket, and he's fumbling with it for like a few seconds. This was not a sleight of hand, Ranj. It took forever.
No, he took his glove off.
Yes, and was
and
fiddling
then like,
with it. Oh, I got to loosen my pants.
So I don't know if he was trying to be funny. I don't know what his intent was. It was very, very weird, but we know he's kind of a weirdo anyway, so it's not like it's...
He's a character.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta love a character.
Yeah, I mean, so he's a weirdo, and he did this thing. I don't know if he was trying to be funny about it, or if he was trying to stick it to Ovechkin, or if he was, you know, trying to get under their skin in some way, or if he was mad that he's the one who gave up the goal, which could be it, could be all of it. Who really knows? Just kind of a weird thing to do. And I'm sure that they were not, the other team, not happy about that. But I do know this. If you look at ESPN, ESPN.com, the website, so they have their very top headline right in the middle of the page, and it's about the Cowboys. They had a defensive end player who passed away. That's like their main story, and then underneath it is an NBA story. To the right, they have their list of top headlines. Mm-hmm. Most of the headlines are NBA, college football. You know, ESPN and DraftKings have a partnership now. So that's pretty much the whole thing, except they have the 900th goal story listed third. But it isn't that Alex Ovechkin scored 900. It's Binnington tries to hide puck from Ovi's 900th goal.
Yeah.
So like that became the story of the game yesterday. USA Today wrote about it. Obviously, The Athletic wrote about it. They always do. You've got
Fox News.
Fox News.
Go to Fox News, like foxnews.com, and then you click on sports. It's the third story. It's on the front page. There is a top one about gymnasts being like barred. You know, it's world news because it's Fox News. These gymnasts were barred from Indonesia because they're from Israel. So there's like this world news Middle East story. And right underneath it is Jordan Binnington sticks the puck in his pants. Like, literally, you're looking at, strong global geopolitical nuance in sports, and then boom, Jordan Binnington. Now, I want to bring this up. If people think, well, Chris Pronger, because Chris Pronger, now he was not with the Blues at the time. He was with Philadelphia. But after the Blackhawks game winner in game two of the Stanley Cup Finals, this is 2010. This is a long time ago. He picked up the game winner and he stole it and then he threw it in the trash can. Because usually what happens, you have in the Stanley Cup Final, you have a slot for in your locker room, say, for each of the four pucks, right? Game-winning pucks to win the cup. Or playoffs or whatever. You keep the game-winning puck. And he took it and he threw it away. Yeah, and that was like, so they don't have it. The Blackhawks never got it. But the thing is, that is so different. When I say the Ovechkin goal, everybody's eyes were on it. It's exactly what you said. It would be like Mark McGwire if one of the outfielders got it because a fan tossed it to him. And then he tried to put it under his hat, put his hat on his head.
It's very strange.
And then the umpire would have to go up to him and say, excuse me. Do you have the ball under your hat? I don't know. Why did you see me take it? Like that.
I really wish the linesman was mic'd up for that so we could hear it. I would love to know what that conversation
John
was like.
John Boyd can't read that, can he?
No, because Bennington's got a mask on. I mean, he could read the official's lips. But I don't know, man. I don't know what was going on there.
And I say this because I love Jordan Binnington. I love him. I think he's awesome. I think he's funny. I think he's quirky. He has not played well this year, but generally he backs up all of his quirkiness with winning the Stanley Cup or winning the Four Nations Cup last year, or I guess at the beginning of this year in February. I think he's when famously in 2019, when Jim Thomas, who was covering the Blues at the time, asked him, "Are you nervous?" And his famous response, "Do I look nervous?" I think he's funny. I like his interactions with the media. I don't know exactly what. So some people are saying he was just him. He knew he would get caught, but he thought it was funny. I don't know, because I don't know that he was in the mood to be funny last night.
So one texter to the show at 314-436-7900 says it's freaking hilarious, which there is something funny about it for sure. Harambe says, is Binnington bad now? And what the hell was he doing trying to steal the puck? It's weird. Another message from a 512. What's that area code? Somebody let me know. Bennington had, I have to change this a bit. It's Bennington has being a jerk moments. Last night was one of them.
And we also have a texter asking where he put the puck.
It was in the back of his pants. Not the front.
Yes.
That was the specific question.
Yes.
Did he put it in the front?
The front or the back?
Yeah.
512 is Central Texas.
Central Texas.
Central Texas.
Thanks for checking into KMOX. We appreciate you.
So anyway, it's super interesting. We don't have any answers. I don't know what he was thinking.
How's nobody asking about it? Why is there not a reporter who's asking?
Off the record.
Off the record? Everybody saw it.
I know. That's why I don't understand either. And I'm not sure. It is a little
bizarre.
Unless
they were told, don't ask about it. In that case, I'd be like, do not tell me not to ask about that. Everybody saw it and is talking about it.
And I feel like it does matter that the Blues are the worst team. Right, they are the worst team right now in the NHL. Their goal differential is the worst in the league. It's not even close. Yep. I think they're minus 21. The Flames are minus 13. They're second. And they were down. They were losing. So I do think that matters. If the Blues were just on top of the world, and let's say they were, second, even third place in the Central Division and winning games, it's a little bit more of a joke. This, I think people are now have the ability or feel like they have the permission to attribute it to, bitterness or like he just wanted to make about himself, which I don't think necessarily is fair. I just don't understand.
Well,
I don't understand because I don't feel like he would be in the mood to joke around right now.
So more on that when we come back, and we want to ask you this question or at least throw it out there, because we were having the conversation in the office with the Binnington thing, and hockey is not like NBA or football where a lot more people pay attention to it, right? But the people who pay attention to hockey, I get the sense around the league and other cities are not big fans of Binnington the way he is. People who pay close attention to hockey, just like there are players on your team, whether it's a baseball team or football team, that people in other cities nationally don't like them either. Are we blind to how other people view our players? And I think it's an interesting question that we probably don't think about it
often. As we break, I will say this. I was blind to how people viewed one player, that Ronge. It was like a dropped a bomb. I had no idea. It was a Cardinals player.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't know it.
What an idiot.
Yeah, Amy Marks scores Chris Ronge. We do have Major Garrett coming up at 10:30. Matt Pauly before that at 10. We'll talk sports with him on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So last night we were just talking about Jordan Binnington trying to stuff OV's puck down his pants. It's not as bad as it sounds.
It's not as bad. It's not bad. I mean,
Alex Ovechkin scored his 900th goal. And then Jordan Binnington took the puck and tried to steal it.
So
we were talking in the office about what it's like for us when we have players on our team like Jordan Binnington who seem to not be popular elsewhere. Or some other players, and we'll get to those in a moment. And it's interesting because I think we get blind to that. Like we don't, we are so invested in our own team and how much we care about them. We don't really pay attention to what people in Montreal or Detroit or whatever think about guys like, or Washington now, think about guys like Jordan Binnington.
So 314-436-7900, take that number, stick it in your pants so that you can text us or call us anytime about Jordan Binnington and his puck antics or about what Ronge was saying, how other cities perceive us or our athletes. Here's the one that I just said was
Before we get to that.
Are we getting to the text first?
Before we do that, let me just give you an idea. Maybe you're thinking, people hate Binnington? What are you talking about? This is from Barstool because they talked about it last night. When it happened, they tweeted about it. And then a guy named Nate, Barstool Nate, wrote about it. And the first line or the first paragraph is, and this he's talking about Binnington. He says, just an absolute weirdo move from Jordan Binnington here. Binnington is known for being a nutcase, a psycho, a loser, a whiner, and so on and so forth. But to stick Ovi's 900th puck in his pants like that, come on, dude. So that's just that this is one person who is from the outside looking in and what they think of Jordan Binnington. So if you're surprised by that, that might be how other people view our guy.
Well, yeah, and maybe it's because I'm in the hockey world, right? And so I did know that Binnington has this reputation for being, and you can be as generous or ungenerous as you want, you know, being a jerk, being a character, being quirky, being weird, whatever it is. I love it. Especially just like that whole cup run. Like we said, I feel like the legend of Jordan Binnington started with his answer, do I look nervous? You know, and just kind of this. And here's the thing, too, that people need to understand. Goalies have always been known to be super weird. The weirdest guys on the team are always the goalies. I mean, this goes back to the 60s. You read stories about goalies from the 60s and 70s and 80s and the way their teammates viewed them and some of their different antics. Now, is this kind of over the top, sticking the puck in your pants? Absolutely. So, and we've got some texts coming in that we're going to get to regarding maybe their theories behind why he did that. But, you know, I realized that Jordan Binnington was perceived a lot of times negatively by other teams. Okay, cool. What I didn't know, and you said I was silly about this.
Yeah.
I didn't know Yadier Molina was perceived like as negative or whiny
yep.
by other.
Here's a text message.
I had no idea.
Here's a text message, in fact. Yadi, we love him. Been to the Cardinals games and other cities where they really hated him. And that is true. Yadier Molina, very popular
yeah.
here. He's a baseball god in St. Louis. In other markets, they recognize how good he is
mm-hmm.
and what a great defensive catcher he was, one of the best of all time, but they don't like him necessarily. It's a reality that you may not understand, and I'm surprised that you didn't know that.
I know. I am too, and I don't know if it's because I listened to a lot of Mike and Mike back in the day, right? The show doesn't exist anymore, but man, I loved it. They talked about Yadi a lot. I don't remember them ever talking about him being whiny or perceiving other people that way.
If you watch him, he yells a lot. He screams
yeah.
at other players. He's constantly doing stuff like that.
So is it subjective with if you interpret him yelling and being passionate as whiny and unlikable versus emotional and bought in and this guy cares?
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather have your guy be a little too emotional than a little too apathetic?
What I'm saying is if he's on your team, you like it. If he's on a different team, you don't. There was A.J. Pierzynski who played here for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Was about half a season he was here. I don't think it was a full season. 2014, I want to say. And A.J. was here. When he was a member of the Sox, his own manager, Ozzie Guillen, said AJ, talking about AJ,
mm-hmm.
if he's on another team, you hate him. If he's on your team, you hate him a little bit less.
I love that.
Which is a very funny thing to say about AJ.
Yeah.
It's a little different, but yes, it's all about perspective of where you're coming from.
It is. Okay. And we want to get your text. I will say this, Krabby Rod texted in, and he texted in something that I heard someone else, maybe it was online or something, because this has been blowing up in the sports world. Krabby Rod said, Binnington is more cunning than we know. He has a second puck already hidden in his pants, knowing about the 900th goal. He actually gave up the hidden puck and kept the record puck. And I will say this, if you watch him...
Like he did a switcheroo?
He did a switcheroo. And I will tell you, it took him long enough to get the puck in his pants and out of his pants in the subsequent situation... I kind of believe the switcheroo.
I do not.
I think it was a switcheroo.
I don't think he went to the game thinking he was going to give up the goal.
I think he did. I think it's been a rough season.
I don't think you'd do that.
I think the odds were high.
Even if you're a goaltender and it's not been good, I think you're crazy enough to think you're not going to do that.
I don't know.
I think he was trying to put it in a good spot, like a perfect spot. Like
why?
Maybe in, what do you mean? Why? You don't want it like just rattling around down there.
If it came out during a save.
Yeah, you want it to be in a very specific spot that you know would stay where it is.
You do not want the puck popping out of your pants when you are not. Like if you're making a save and there's two pucks on the ice. Now it's the switcheroo. Now you don't know which one is the record puck.
Here's a texter who says, it's called being disrespectful. Binnington has a history. He's like a petulant child.
Is he disrespectful?
Well, I think that could be seen as disrespectful.
But what's the history? I don't know a history of being disrespectful.
I'm sure there's a lot. I'm sure there's enough.
I think most hockey players. You want to hear disrespectful? Chris Pronger? Holy moly.
Yeah.
Shifley? So, he is pretty disrespectful.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that there's... I'd like to know if that person, and this is what we're talking about, if that texter is a Blues fan, or if they are a Blues fan who... Or if they're a fan of another team or a Blues fan who is able to... look at it objectively, because we have a lot. We have plenty of texts. Another one says Bennington is a jerk.
Yeah,
you know,
Big Blonde Dan said Bennington is only making $6 million a year. I think he was planning to put it on Facebook Marketplace.
It could be.
That could be.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. 314-436-7900. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Chris Ronji, Amy Mark scores with you. And we've been following the saga of SNAP benefits, and with the government shutdown, how will SNAP benefits be affected? Well, I think there's been back and forth of, okay, well, you're not going to get SNAP benefits. You will get SNAP benefits. You will get some. Well, the Trump administration has now updated that SNAP recipients will get up to 65% of November food stamp benefits, which is a bit more than initially predicted. So we've seen across the area, Ranj, in St. Louis and across the country as well, but just like focusing on local, that food banks have been asking for more donations because the need has been amplified as inflation still rises and groceries are expensive and SNAP benefits are being cut. So we're seeing that need across the area from food banks, Operation Food Search, and so forth. It's tough, Ranj, because we talked yesterday about the K-shaped economy and how currently, if you are very wealthy, or maybe you're in the tech industry or AI or in the stock market, it's actually looking pretty good. That part of the economy is going up. But for the average American, the blue collar worker, the average American family, it's going down. You're seeing people cut back at, you know, places like, you know, Qdoba, Chipotle, just the normal places right. where middle America goes. And you're seeing that type of spending go down. You're seeing clothes and food and other little, you know, luxuries, though not that food's a luxury, but I mean smaller expenses that aren't pure necessities. That type of spending is going down, even while a luxury vacation is going up. That's that K shape. You can picture it in your head. And it's not great when the government shut down. The president's putting gold on the White House and people are getting their SNAP benefits cut. The optics are not good.
No, it's certainly not. And then you put that up against the jobs report that came out this morning, which revealed that job cuts for the month of October were up 183% from September and 170% higher than they were in October of last year. So now we're seeing it become a little more difficult to get a job in this country. And that level, by the way, there were 153,000 jobs cut in the month of October. That is the highest number since October of 2003. So, and by the way, overall for 2025, it's been the worst year for layoffs, announced layoffs, since 2009. So you're seeing some job loss. You are seeing prices still at least stagnate because they're not going down. And in many cases, they are going up. And this is across the board. It's with clothing. It's with groceries. It's with just about everything that you need, right? Energy prices are up. We talked about how much people were having to pay for their energy bills. And we did that back in the summer. And also, insurance premiums are on the verge of going up for a lot of people if these Affordable Care Act subsidies are allowed to completely expire. So this is not a particularly good situation for the average person. If you're making a lot of money already, if you're one of those, we talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. We gave that number of the 10 richest people in the United States who saw their cumulative wealth go up by about $800 billion in the last year. That, and I think the average person looks at that and says, well, wait a minute. How are they making all that money? How are 10 people making all of that money when the rest of us are struggling just to buy food?
So, yeah, and lower income and young people, meaning 25 to 34 year olds, are really cutting back on spending. And it's funny because CNN did a story and based it on the burrito. Like I talked about Qdoba and Chipotle. Well, there's a reason why I brought them up specifically. People in households that bring in less than $100,000 a year drive about 40% of Chipotle's sales. Also, 25 to 34-year-olds make up 25% of Chipotle's sales. And these two groups have pulled back meaningfully, meaning that Chipotle, Qdoba, they're feeling that pullback, that pinch. At the same time, and this is reflecting what you're saying, there are some consumers who are spending like they're from a completely different universe. So kind of funny. This is the Crocs CEO interviewed by CNN, and he noted the bifurcation.
Crocs, the shoes?
Yeah, yeah. He said, quote, "There is a portion of our North American consumers that are highly affluent. They're buying Crocs, they're buying other high-end brands, and they are in great financial shape. But there is a large portion of our consumers who are nervous. They are in less good financial shape and are being super cautious about their spending and certainly spending closer to need, right, versus want." Like I was saying, when I talked about like a luxury, like Crocs, right? Maybe you don't... The need for Crocs is different than the need for groceries. And that's where you're starting to see that real bifurcation. The same thing that they're happening with like Smart Water, Fairlife dairy brands.
Right,
you know,
right,
all
right.
These brands that we've all purchased, but also know if you're cutting back to save a dollar or two, maybe you don't buy Smart Water, right? You know, use the tap, whatever it is. Those are the types of brands that we've all purchased, but also know they feel like a little luxury.
You know, and you mentioned Chipotle. It people are cutting back in part. There are a number of reasons because they are you know, they're seeing the pinch themselves just by the money they make, the income they have or don't have. And the fact a place like Chipotle, and it's not just them, it's across the board. They're charging more and they're giving you less. You know, the whole thing from a year ago where, you know, it was sort of a viral thing that people were criticizing Chipotle burritos, or you get a burrito bowl and how they're hardly putting any protein in it. Like they're barely scooping any meat mm-hmm. in. And there's this whole thing comparing what they do now and what they used to do. Well, if people see they're getting less and paying more for it, they're just going to stop paying for it, especially if their budgets are getting tighter and tighter, which is what's happening to people around the country right now. This text message here, Amy, says, it's impossible to have 170% of anything. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. Does this person not understand that something can increase 200%, 1,000%? Like, that's totally mathematically what are you talking about? We appreciate your text messages,
I do appreciate it, yeah. I mean, this is crazy. Something can increase 1,000%.
It can increase 10,000%.
The Blues goals against average has increased 1,000%.
What are you talking about,
dude? I know.
Dude?
That's a little confusing. But I will say, I know when we're talking about Chipotle and Qdoba and Crocs, it's like, well, that's anecdotal. Moody's Analytics, though, actually has the data and reported that because the country's top earners are more generally invested in the surging stock market, they're accounting for the growing share of overall spending. Because again, if you have a bit more job security than lower income workers, you're also able to invest more in the stock market. And the stock market, which we've talked about, maybe it's a bubble, I don't know, with AI and all of these tech companies that are exploding right now, well, that wealth is growing. And so, yes, those who have higher incomes tend to invest more. That's not rocket science. So they're able, then they're in their homes, right? They keep appreciating. So they're growing their wealth. It's just really interesting to see. I love the K-shaped economy visual because for me, it's just that divide, right?
Yeah, it really helps
the top
you understand.
Earners going up and then the lower income going down. And that makes a lot of sense. So we have this texter. Hey, Chris and Amy, how about talking about the price of wiping your toilet paper price is outrageous for something used once. Talk about flushing money. And I think that is a good example of goods and necessities that are so expensive. I mean, toothpaste. Why is toothpaste so expensive? Why is toilet paper so expensive? And I know this because I bought toilet paper last night. You know what I buy? Scott. The thin stuff.
Oh, no.
Yep.
You're just using more of it.
Yeah, I guess.
You're using more of it to make up for what's not there.
I feel like when you use toilet paper that's too quilted, it feels like you're wiping with a blanket. It's too thick.
But it does the job better, Amy.
I guess. I grew up with a septic tank out in the boonies, and you had to use Scott because the quilted stuff would clog the tank.
I get that. And you know, as much time as we spent talking about prices leading into the election last year, I mean, it hasn't gotten any better. And it is exactly what we said, that once companies, grocers, whoever, once they determine that you are willing to spend a certain amount of money for a good, that price is not coming down when inflation comes down. They're going to keep it right where it is because you've already proven to them that you're going to buy it. The only thing that brings prices down is if people stop buying stuff. That's it. That's the only thing that'll do it. Also, if you are planning to fly, it might get a little more difficult in the coming days because the administration, the Federal Aviation Administration, has announced they plan to slash airline capacity 10%. In the coming days.
At 40 major airports.
40 airports. Lambert is not on there.
Because the word major probably matters.
Right. So Lambert's International Airport is not on the list, but Midway in Chicago is on the list. You know, Detroit's Metropolitan Wayne County is on the list. Boston, Logan. So there are, like Amy said, 40 airports around the country. So they could end up affecting your travel as well if you're planning to over the next several weeks. And this is because of the government shutdown, which is in day 36 now. So, not great.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Not sure why this is a huge deal to the Motion Picture Association, but the Motion Picture Association has sent a cease and desist letter to Instagram over, quote, literally false and highly misleading PG-13 rating. They said the MPA said that Instagram owner Meta wants to exploit the trusted and trademarked rating system for its own use. I guess it being trademarked, I guess that's their rating, PG-13.
So it's...
I wonder, could Instagram just say this is, instead of using the literal term PG-13, could they say this content is 13 plus? Couldn't they just put 13 plus?
Yeah, of course.
They don't, the MPA said that Meta had not contacted it before announcing the move, that they would be guided by the PG-13 rating. And I think the MPA is saying, you can't use our rating if we had nothing to do with this.
I love these really stupid legal things. Like, that nobody cares about.
Well,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's so fascinating.
Because MPA said that...
Stop saying PG-13.
Yeah, because there's a curated process, the MPA said, in the letter. And they said, instead of using this precise curated process, Meta is using artificial intelligence and other automated technology measures. And that, the MPA said, PG-13 is a registered trademark. Yeah. They just put 13 plus like they do on games.
Yeah, quit, you know, leave the movie people alone. Stop trying to steal their stuff. Amy, this is a segment I like to call Guess the State.
Okay.
So just go ahead and guess the state before I tell you.
Florida.
It is Florida.
Yeah.
In Seminole, Florida, a man was injured when his wife tried to stab him twice, attempting to kill him after she said she needed to sacrifice him and their son. Sacrifice. It happened. The police were called just after 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. When they got there, they found Richard Dietert outside in a robe with a cut on his forearm. He said that his 58-year-old wife, want to guess the name?
Of his wife?
Yes.
Karen.
It is Karen.
Really?
Yes.
I'm batting a thousand in this story.
Karen was standing over him at 5 a.m. asking, where is our son? When he questioned her, she said, I need to sacrifice and kill you both. I'm guessing.
Does she have a history?
I don't know. It does not say that, but Richard was able to block her from attacking him. He got a cut on his arm. He disarmed her. He locked himself in the bedroom downstairs, and the police showed
what
up and arrested her.
What about the son?
The son is okay. Everybody else is okay.
Jeez.
While they were fighting over the knife, Karen kept yelling, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my gosh.
So, this Karen is not doing well for Karens out there.
No.
You know, they're already having a bad time of it. So why are you making this worse? Also, Florida, come on.
Remember when we talked about the death train yesterday?
Yes, I love the
Bright Line,
death train.
Which is also called the Fright Line, and how it's killed 185 people since 2017.
It's amazing.
And they're trying to figure out why, and the general consensus, and I'm not joking, this was in The Atlantic, that Florida is, quote, full of morons. That's so rude.
Well, don't cross the track. Look both ways.
The
tracks.
It is wild because the rate at which the Bright Line hits people is exponentially higher than other trains that are in more populated areas, like in New England or Chicago.
Yeah, we talked about you brought up the Metra, mm-hmm. which is the train that people take from the suburbs into the city, into downtown, so they don't have to drive to work. And it runs constantly, and it goes right through these cute little downtown areas.
Yes,
where there's a lot of foot traffic.
Not even close. Metro doesn't hit nearly as many people as the Bright Line.
I think
every 13 days, the Bright Line kills somebody.
I think the train should go faster, honestly. Hey, we got a Clydesdale coming to the studio, Amy. They are bringing the Clydesdale up into the studio.
Freight elevator?
Into Studio B here. Yeah. We're going to walk him in here and hope he doesn't poo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.